The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Aaron Dakins is with us, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my good friend, Aaron Dakins. She hosts the broadcast right here on Genesis Communications Network during the hours of 10 to midnight, Central Time, Monday through Friday. Welcome, Aaron Dakins.
Good morning, Mr. Fennelli. It's a cold one, Mr. Grinch.
Why do you call me Mr. Fennelli? Is that because I refer to my wife as Mrs. Fennelli?
I think it is. It's some kind of subliminal thing. I don't know. I really... A sign of respect, perhaps. Well, we've lost that in America.
All right. Well, we need to have some disclosure here. Now, you and I talk almost every day, right? I mean,
pretty much.
We talk about the news. We talk about broadcasting. We talk about events. We talk about what's happening on the farm. So we spend at least a few minutes almost every day, except for the weekends, because the weekends... You need time for your family. I need time to work on the farm. And other than that, unless it's an emergency or something really critical, we talk most days. But you call me Mr. Fennelli?
Well, no, not most of the time. Most of the time, you're just plain old Vinny. How's that?
Right. Okay, that's more like it. So, Aaron.
So my husband will say, Vinny's on the phone.
Hey, Aaron, I've been thinking about the moral decay, and we talked about, you know, we've been talking about this for months, how the United States of America specifically is in decline, and how things are changing very, very quickly. And let me give you an example. I know someone who is in the coin business. And this person will be not mentioned. His name won't be mentioned, or her name. And what I've heard is, in the coin business, people lend each other inventory. So, for example, one coin dealer might say to another, I've got a customer, and they want 100 ounces of silver, this specific type of silver. Let's say it's Eagles. And... one dealer will lend that to another dealer, and they'll keep a running account of who owes who how much and in what form. Lately, there is a reconciling of accounts where the people who are lending the metals to another dealer are saying, I need my reimbursement right now. I need it in cash, or I need it in metal right now. The trust that they had a year ago seems to be evaporating. And what's happening is coin dealers are borrowing more and more and more. So, for example, let's say they borrow 100 units today. Tomorrow, they'll say, I'll tell you what, I want to pay you for that 100, but I have 50. I can pay you 50 back, but I need to borrow another 20. And what happens is the volume has been increasing of what is owed from one coin dealer to another. It's been slowly creeping up. It's like a line of credit that gets exceeded by 10%, 20%, 30%, 50%, 100%, 200%, 500%. That's what's going on. And now some of these dealers are saying to the other dealers, we want to get paid right now. And I'm not kidding, right now. So the level of trust is declining. Right. And I have a feeling that has to do with me first. Me first, Mad Max, The Moral Decay, all built into one nice package. What do you think?
I think you're right. People, how many times have we said, I don't trust so-and-so, or I don't trust that person or this person?
Too often.
Trust has become something that's not marketed anymore. It's not, people don't believe in trust. People don't believe integrity. They don't, that doesn't resonate with them anymore as a people, as a nation. And it goes, it does go back to, you know, what Karl Marx wanted. You know, you decline a country through its moral relativity, and the country falls apart. And communism can run rampant.
Aaron, when you're going to get a chance to see the farm when you come out here for the expo, and you stayed with your husband at the farm, March 27, 28, 29. When I bought this farm with Mrs. Finelli, we looked at the farm, and we met our realtor, Roger Douglas. He's one of our instructors. He's our real estate broker instructor. The man is brilliant in terms of real estate. He really understands it. And we looked at the farm, and he didn't say, you know, when we first got here, we met him for the very first second. We met in his office. He talked to us for a few minutes. He said, well, let me go show you the farm. He didn't say, you do me a favor. I've got this form. It's standard. You know, it's a standard form. So just put your name, address, your social security number, your income, your debt, your debts. You know, put all that on this form. It's standard. Don't worry about it. It's just standard. He didn't do anything like that. Okay. He said, hey, let's just go in the office and we'll chat for a few minutes, and then we'll go in the truck and we'll go look at the farm. Mm-hmm. So we looked at the farm, and he showed us all the farm. He walked every inch that we wanted to walk, and it was hours and hours that we walked this farm. After we walked the farm, he said, so when Ewens, and Ewens is Missouri for you's guys, or y'all, it's Ewens out here. Well, so when Ewens go back to Virginia, and think about this. Don't buy the farm today. Think about it and make sure it's, you know, what you're really interested in. Don't make a mistake. So we went back to Virginia. We talked about it with the family. We decided to buy the farm, and I called him up, and I said, Roger, we'd like to buy the farm. And he said, okay, do you have an offer? And I told him what the offer was on the phone. He said, okay, I'll tell you what. Go and meet with the sellers, and we'll talk about it. He called me back, and he said he met with them, and they'd like to sell the farm, but they need a little bit more money than that.
Okay.
Okay? So I increased the offer. And he said, hold on. Came back to the phone. He said, okay, you got a deal. We're shaking hands on the phone. We are shaking hands on the phone. So we bought 241 acres on the phone. Now, that was about 9 years ago. Okay?
Okay.
Nothing in writing. This farm was off the market based on a telephone call, based on him meeting me and my wife. No contract in writing, no document that said even who the heck we were. And we bought the farm. He sent us the formal contract.
That's an interesting way to put it.
we bought the farm, and it was on a handshake on the telephone, a telephone handshake. And he said, okay, we're shaking hands right now on the phone, right? And I said, yes, we are. And what he means is, what he meant at the time was, we have a deal, we're agreeing to it, and we are putting real estate transaction together on the phone. It was based on trust. Now, when we went to the closing, we showed up, and the closing lasted 3 minutes. We spent probably a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour together with the sellers. That was the first time we met them. The seller, the wife, bought a brand new dress because she wanted to look, you know, her best for the biggest transaction in their lives. He wore, a nice Sunday outfit. They both looked really nice, and they wanted to make a good impression on us, who they'd probably never see again.
Right, right.
So that was how it was done. And it was all above board, up front, no lies, no deception, no hidden agenda, no fine print. and the closing took literally 3 minutes.
Holy cow. Our closing took an hour.
Well, I'm not exaggerating. It, literally 3 minutes. And it was wonderful. And almost 10 years later, I still remember it. And it was very simple. It was a really simple, but very, very pleasant event. And it, because it was all based on trust. There are three people that put trust in there. You know, the realtor, us as the buyers, and the seller. And you know, here's really something kind of neat. when we got the property, we got the abstract. We got this. It's almost like a round bundle of documents that dated back all the way to the President James Buchanan land grant, you know, in the 1840s of this particular property. So we have all the documents all the way back to the beginning of this, from when the property was stolen from the Indians.
Interesting. Well, there's no trust anymore, that's for sure.
No, there isn't. Absolutely no trust. I mean, even when transactions, business transactions are done, you know, they're done in the presence of a bank. You know, the buyers and the sellers will get together and they'll have a bank guy there to do the transfer right then and there because neither party trusts each other. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
We have literally lost our moral compass.
The moral compass is like pointing south. If you know what I mean. Right now, you and I were talking about this yesterday, and I thought, I'm going to look something up because I keep hearing something bantered about, and I know what it is basically, but I want to know how bad it is. I'm not a prude. But I was shocked by what I found last night, if you want to talk about that for a minute. You kind of started this with the Kardashian big butt, okay? I thought, what is it lately with big butts? I don't get it, okay? I don't fit in that crowd, okay? But what's the deal? And I looked up, she's a rapper. Her name is Nicki Minaj, okay? And she has a YouTube video out, a video called for her song Anaconda. We'll get to that after this.
Yeah. You know, I don't have a problem with people who are large. I just think that it's not normal to augment yourself to become someone you're not.
Exactly.
We'll be right back. Aaron Dakins, The Truth Traveler.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Aaron, I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person for the first time. And we'll get a chance to do that when you come out to the farm for the Get Prepared Expo. And you know what's really neat? We have some instructors who are on USAPreparers.com and The Truth Traveler on your broadcast from 10 to midnight right here on GCN. Ethan Indigo Smith is coming to the expo. Alfio Lanuto, Shane Harger, Freeze Dry Guy, Ricky Rocket, Dr. Judy Wood. So you're going to get a chance to meet some people for the very first time, and so will I, because I haven't met Dr. Judy Wood in person, nor Al Lanuto, nor Ethan Indigo Smith. So it'd be a lot of fun, don't you think?
I think it's going to be fantastic. I don't know. It's probably going to be chaos, but, you know, I think it'll be fun.
I can't wait to see you and Ricky Rocket.
I can't wait to hear that laugh in person. Now, wait a minute.
in the same room. I mean, so, all of our instructors are so interesting. You know, I've made this comment that, it's a guarantee. I guarantee that when a guest comes to the Get Prepared Expo, that they will find that that event will be one of their life's 10 most memorable events because of whom they meet. I'm really serious. I mean, you know, where can you meet Judy Wood, Norm Shealy, Ricky Rocket, the Freeze Dry Guy, Shane Harger? I mean, so many individuals who control their own destiny, who are not willing to go along with the system just because they see other people going in that direction. If they don't, agree with that direction, they're not going there. And that's kind of
where
we are.
Where is he going to meet all these people that are just people? We're all just people. That's the thing. We put our pants on just like everybody else does.
Yeah,
we just happen to have a big mouth and we'll get behind a microphone.
Yeah, and we say no more than the average guy, right?
We probably scream it, but yes. I can stomp my feet like a two-year-old, too. So we're all just people. That's the thing. But we all also see where this country's headed.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of good news. And we're talking about the moral decay. We're talking about the physical augmentation of appearances. You know, you mentioned to me off the air that there was this woman who had some augmentation surgery, and it looked like the surgeon took a plunger and stuck it inside her body.
It was disgusting. And it kept flipping out the wrong way, so it looked like a suction cup. I was horrified. Absolutely horrified to see that.
Erin, let's talk about this.
What's the big... Well, I know what the big thing is. You get all these media people and these music people that make the big butts where it's supposed to be. So now everybody thinks they've got to buy underwear that gives them the ghetto booty kind of thing. But then you've got Nicki Minaj, like I was saying, that puts the ghetto into the booty. I mean, Vinny, I'm not a prude. I have never seen such a video as I did with her video Anaconda. It was nothing but softcore porn. However, there was an underlying message to this that was deeply, deeply disturbing to me. There was at one point in this where she was doing some things to a gentleman in a chair. We're not going to talk about that in the show. But then he just reached up to touch her, and she walked away like, don't touch. I'm the boss. Women rule. Feminism's it. There were a lot of messages in a lot of these videos that were disturbing to me because it heads to the moral decline of America, where we've taken feminism, we've gone crazy with it, we've destroyed the home, the family. You destroy the home and the family and the moral values of a nation, the nation's on its way out. It's done. It's finished. Look at Greece.
You know, Rome. And if you look at the family... Let's talk about the 1990s. This was when it started really taking off, when television started taking over the kitchen table. What I'm saying is, back then, I started to notice that young people they'd rather watch television, their favorite program, their most important program, than eat dinner with their mothers and fathers. I saw that. And how many of us watch television rather than communicate among our families and talk with our children and our parents and so forth?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Erin Dakins is with us, and her broadcast is called The Truth Traveler, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, Central Time. Erin, we've been talking about the moral decline of America, and I was thinking during the break about Congress. Congress has a 7% approval rating, the lowest in history. Because they lie, they cheat, they steal, they take bribes. I mean,
yeah.
We figured it out. And only 7% of us approve of those guys. And I guess that 7% would be relatives, right? People who are related to those Congress critters or the people who are bribing them or involved in the bribes or the transactions. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton trashed our White House when she was there as First Lady. Can you imagine? Can you imagine her being First Lady? The lying, the deception that's involved around the Clinton family. And she's throwing lamps and furniture and beating the place up. That's our White House. Imagine what would happen if one of us, we the people, did that in their house. Imagine what would happen if we broke lamps and threw them around. Let's say one of us had a disagreement with our spouse and just took lamps and threw them and broke them. Our property.
We could be in store for this.
Yeah, imagine. Okay. And then Barry. Barry has... He's so offensive. Barry goes in our White House and he puts his feet up on our Resolute desk. There's only one Resolute desk in the Oval Office, and Barry puts his feet up on it. He's an intergalactic disgrace. So what I'm saying is, all of this is evidence of the moral decline, starting at the top. At the top of those who have been selected for our voting pleasure by the system. And they are examples of moral decay. They are defective.
Well, that's true. It is true. It's all defective.
I just can't imagine someone coming to our farmhouse. Okay, here's the perfect example. All right, so in the downstairs living room, if you want to call it that, or the great room, whatever you want to call it. So Alfio Lanuto's there, and we're all hanging out the night before the Saturday of the expo. Okay, we come back to the farmhouse. We've got Al Lanuto, Shane Harger, the freeze-dry guy, Ricky Rocket, Judy Wood, Matt Stein, and a whole bunch of guys and gals are here. And we're sitting around the living room just having a good old time just talking. Do you think just one person would put his or her feet up on the coffee table that is in the living room? Do you think that would happen? I can't imagine it.
I doubt it.
I can't imagine someone going over to the bookcase. You know, in the great room, grabbing a book and just throwing it. I can't imagine that.
No, I certainly that's not who we are either. No,
we're not defective. We haven't suffered the moral decay that permeates those who are telling us what to do. Aaron, when you talk to a lot of people, I mean, you're on the phone more than probably anybody I know. And I know that for a fact, because when I'm talking to you, you go, hold on, I gotta take this call. Okay, I'm back. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Gotta grab it.
Okay, I'm back.
And there's a phone call that we have that you can't hear the caller waiting. You know, where you get the dead silent part there. Yeah. It's continual. It never stops.
That's what I'm saying. So now you talk to a lot of people. Are you seeing through these discussions, I'm not saying are they suffering moral decay and decline, but are you hearing stories from them that indicate what we're talking about, the moral decay and decline?
Oh, yes. Everybody that we probably talk to knows full well what's going on, and they see the moral decay. It is so obvious, I don't know how you could miss it. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And now, Miles, our friend from Europe, sent me some links. And some of those links, listeners, they promote teaching children in the schools that it's okay to cross-dress. And they have those days where it is promoted. what's gone wrong here?
All right. Since you mentioned this, let me share with you. When I taught public school, I taught computer science back in the 1990s mm-hmm. in public school. And our computer class manufactured computers. And we sold them to the community. And because we were manufacturing a real product, a highly technical product that was very, very complicated, and it could easily be, it could easily cost $1,000 back then if you got a computer plus an operating system plus a modem plus, you know, a network card plus a printer and, you know, some software. It could easily cost $1,000. So I required that my students look, act, and be the part of that kind of an organization, because you can't sell a product and represent it properly if your pants are falling down, can you?
No.
I required my students dress according to my dress code within the school system. So I bought each student a shirt, and I had it monogrammed with the class logo. It's called Virginia Data and Technologies. Virginia Data Technologies. That was the name of our class within the school system, and they agreed to do that. Now when I even told them what jewelry they could and could not wear. I told them they could not wear necklaces that would dangle. So if they were working on a computer with, you know, that was powered up and the cover was off it and it was on a flat surface and they were bending over looking down on it, you know, their necklace wouldn't conduct electricity to their neck, right? If they had a long necklace. I talked about bracelets. They couldn't wear that. I even said they couldn't have hair that was not a natural color. Now, if they wanted to be blonde and they were a brunette, they could do that. But they couldn't show up with green hair. Or blue hair, or pink hair, jello-colored red hair. Okay, they couldn't do that, and they had to wear shoes that would match the rest of the attire. And the rest of the attire was khaki slacks. Men and women had to wear khaki slacks, and they had to have their shoes tied, and they had to have a belt. And so there was a dress code, because I wouldn't allow anything that didn't look professional. So when we talk about cross-dressing, can you imagine? All right, can you imagine going into a big box store that sells computers? Let's call it Best Buy, and you see some guy in a skirt, and he says, "I'm here to help you with your computer selection."
I'm going to walk really? Away.
Yeah,
I just am, because it's still. I must be. Culturally shy, I guess. I don't know. It's culture shock to me. I can't equate with this metrosexual attitude for the men either. It doesn't compute. It doesn't ring right. It doesn't ring true. It makes me want to run away from these people.
Now, I don't understand that at all, because first of all, I live on a farm and I don't get a chance to experience a lot of this decay.
And I try to stay out of town.
I'll tell you what happened. I embarrassed Mrs. Finelli one day. We happened to see a young man working at a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Supermarket. A guy that we knew. And he'd come to the farm, and so I saw him at the job. He had his earring in his ear, like a stud earring. Like a diamond earring. And so I stopped in the middle of the aisle, and I kind of did my Columbo, and I cocked my head a little bit, and I kind of looked at him, and walked around to the side of him, and I walked around the front, and walked around. So this guy's wondering, why is Finelli walking around me? Like he, I said, "You've got something in your ear." He looked at me, and he said, "Yeah, it's an earring." And I said,
"Say."
Well, but I didn't say it softly. I said it loud enough for four or five aisles away to hear it. Mrs. Finelli just put her head down and kind of, you know, pushed her card away.
Meandered off, I would. Yes, me too. You know, my husband Brad kind of does the same thing. If he sees a guy that's gauging his ears, you know, he does the same. He kind of looks at him and cocks his head like a dog would, and looks and says, and he just says, Why did you do that? Why do you do that? What's it for? What does it mean? Why?
And I was, you get better reception?
I don't know. I think it lets the brains out. But I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay. And Emmy's a nice kid, but it's just like, I don't understand it either. I don't know if it's just because we're old. I don't know. I don't get it.
And by the way, if you want to undo that, can you undo that? I mean, can
it
you?
It will never close up completely. But a friend of my son, he did his. And he's letting his kind of grow shut a little bit, yes. But it's never going to close up completely. So, you know, at least with a pierced ear, you can take the earring out, and you'll probably really never know unless you get real close to that kid.
Yeah. Well, all right, so let me ask you this. So the guy, you're considering buying a new car or a used car, mm-hmm. and the salesperson comes up, and he's got those kind of alterations to his face.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that lend anybody to say, I'll bet, you know what, I'll bet this guy really is knowledgeable about these cars. I'll bet this guy has studied these. I'll bet this guy's an engine, transmission, rear end, suspension, and steering expert. This guy is probably the guy. I'm so glad he's our salesperson.
Yeah.
I mean, does that thought ever enter anybody's mind?
No. No. People don't want to know what I think.
We come back. You know, there's a list. Have you seen the list of potential St. Louis area targets for the Ferguson event? Have you seen that?
I have.
Let's talk about that. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. 4154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Cheetah, thank God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Aaron Dakins is with us. The Truth Traveler is here to broadcast on Genesis Communications Network. And on Fridays, we spend 2 hours together from the hours of 2 to 4 Central Time. And we do a little broadcast together called The Bunker Files. And we talk about the truth and we talk about our take on society. So Aaron Dakins and I broadcast together for just one program, 2 hours on Friday. It's called The Bunker Files. Aaron, we've been talking about the moral decline of the United States. And you know, we've been talking about disfigurement of ears and butts and faces. And part of the moral decline is with the disinformation campaigns that are out there. And for example, there's a group that supposedly is noindictment.org, noindictment.org. And this is about the Michael Brown case. And so allegedly there's this group who is going to be protesting, and they've released a list of targets that they are going to unleash their protests on, and it includes Anheuser-Busch, mm-hmm. Boeing, Emerson Electric, the airport. And if you go to page one of USAPrepares.com, you'll see this list. I haven't counted, but let's say it's 50, 60, 70 targets. And the St. Louis County Police Department, obviously that there would be protests there. I mean, obviously. But then there are other places. Like
you know what jumped out at me?
What's that?
The Veterans for Peace office. Does that sound like where you would typically think these people would go to protest or vandalize, loot, rob, pillage?
And you know, here's what I'm saying. I believe that this is information to incite the protesters to go visit these places. I think there's a disinformation campaign to make this much worse than it is. I support the protesters' right to protest. I think there's something wrong when the police are beating up we the people and killing us and our dogs, our animals. They're bashing down our doors. Mike Parsons is in jail, prison right now. Right now, he's in prison for winning an election. Shane Harger has been indicted. Shane Harger, another one of our instructors. That's two instructors so far. You've had them both on the air with you. Al Lanuto and his wife were hauled off to the police station and arrested, okay, because he wouldn't go along with the corruption. I think we have the right to protest. I absolutely do, and I support the Ferguson, the people involved in this Ferguson community to protest. I don't endorse their looting and stealing and things like that if that happens. But I also think that there are provocateurs who are involved in making that stuff happen. What do you think?
I believe so. Just about 100%, mm-hmm. Vinny, that this is going to be, just like every other thing that they've done, it's going to be provocateured if it goes that way, and they're just going to make it go crazy.
Yeah, and They've already got the Missouri National Guard on the way or there already. Okay, they've got MRAPs. They've bought more tasers. They bought more shields, more batons, more weapons of beating us up.
Because they're in control and they want to say that loudly.
Yeah, and restore order. Restore order, I believe, means restore compliance. Do it our way. Mm-hmm. You will be slaves, and you will work for us, and we will tax you into oblivion, and you will like it.
That's right.
And you'll be appreciative of that minimum wage job that we might have for one out of 20 of you.
So get back down on your knees.
Right. Right. St. John's Episcopal Church, the hospitals, St. Louis University Hospital, Barnes Jewish Hospital, St. Alexis Hospital, Kindred Hospital, Southwest Medical Center, Commercial Bank, the Greater St. Mark Family Church. Do you believe that they're going to target? Do you believe that this is we the people targeting these
no.
organizations? I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
No, I don't either.
I believe it's set up. Aaron Dakins, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And what are you going to do tonight at 10 to midnight? Who's going to be with you?
Who's going to be with me tonight? Oh, Cynthia Marie Brewer. We're going to discuss the Sesta K Trust.
Okay. Sounds fascinating. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Aaron Dakins, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.